More than a year ago, the Central New York region was awarded $500 million over 5 years from Governor Andrew Cuomo's Upstate Revitalization Initiative. But as WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, some critics say the money has not yet gone to some of the region's biggest projects.
Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner says she is not satisfied because funding for a veterans complex, Inland Port, and the city's Say Yes to Education program has not materialized.
We in this community have seen far too many times people come in and make these huge, grandiose announcements about transformational economic development. And that's what happened here. It's been over a year. Has there been transformational economic development on projects that the URI, the Upstate Revitalization Initiative, said they were going to fund? No.
Miner says the only project that has had money dispersed from the URI is a new facility for the LED lighting company, Sora. Co-chairman of the Central New York Regional Economic Development Council, Rob Simpson, says the URI money was not meant to be spent all in the first year.
A lot of these protections are in place to protect taxpayers, to ensure that program funds aren't dispersed before companies in particular have actually met their job requirements.
And he says there are some signs of progress, including a $20 million contract for Say Yes to Education, which provides college tuition to Syracuse school graduates.
The only thing standing between that money being in a Central New York bank account on where it is today is signed off from the Office of the State Comptroller.
Simpson says locations are still being considered for the Inland Port, including in the town of Camillus and Oswego County. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.